Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida, on the air and online. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. It's winter here in South Florida, and as the temperature drops, the population rises.
About 700,000 people come to Florida each year for at least a month to escape the snow up north. They're the legendary snowbirds.
But those snowbirds are outnumbered by millions of elderly folks who call Florida their permanent home. They live in retirement communities all over the state.
Often their families live someplace else. And when they die, the family doesn't always show up to gather their belongings. Their stuff ends up in the care of the state at the Bureau of Unclaimed Property.
Here's Under the Sun's Kenny Malone with one such tale.
These are certificates and lots being sold for collectible value only. Here we go, lot number 179. Hook it in for 100. Happy to give 100, 100.
Yudavilla Rutherford spent her final years in Bradenton on the Gulf Coast of Florida. She was 91 years old when she died. In addition to two children and two grandchildren, she left behind a safety deposit box. Yudavilla's box was peculiar. Instead of stock certificates and jewelry, it contained salt and pepper shakers, loads of them, shaped like lanterns, and acorns, cows. Recently, Yudavilla Rutherford's name was stripped from her keepsakes. They were tossed into a bin with 10 sets of old pens and several broken figurines. They were labeled Lot 180.
Let's get on the next one. Lot number 180. Who'd he go 650? How many 50? Six and
Florida's
half.
Bureau of Unclaimed Property auctions off items from abandoned safety deposit boxes. Year after year, tens of thousands of boxes, many of them orphaned like Yudavilla's. This is the legacy left behind by many elderly Floridians, unclaimed stuff. When Yudavilla died, no one was there to pay for her safety deposit box. After 2 years, the Bank of America in Bradenton sent her belongings to Tallahassee. The Bureau spent two more years waiting to hear from next of kin. They sent letters to Yudavilla's home and to addresses of relatives. No one responded. So her priceless memorabilia was given a price, $650.
$75. Close it right here for $650. For $650. Thank you, ma'am. Let's get on to the next one. Here we go. All right.
Like that, Yudavilla Rutherford was gone. But I couldn't stop wondering, who was she? I asked that question to Tom Egler. He's the vault supervisor for the Bureau of Unclaimed Property.
She has a story to tell here.
His coworkers say Egler has a gift for dumping out a safety deposit box and piecing together a life.
Here's some salt and pepper shakers are made out of pine bark and old wooden barrels. It appears to me that she was on vacation up north and she picked up souvenirs. She may have lived up north, and I presume that she did live up north because there's a picture of her and probably her husband in the wintertime up north. She looks like a working woman, and he looked like a blue-collar worker.
What do you think those last years were like?
I think they were quiet, and I think they were relaxing. I'm sure she was retired, and she had a great life, and I think she was in South Florida enjoying the sun, enjoying the peace and quiet. So I think that with these items in her safe deposit box, she actually felt that these items were safe.
But once she died, Egler says, Yudavilla Rutherford's items were no longer safe. Like the prized possessions of thousands of other Floridians, her items were shipped to an unclaimed property vault in Tallahassee. The items were auctioned off because the vault gets too full. But why does so much unclaimed stuff end up in Florida? Bob Miller oversees hospice operations for one of the largest and oldest hospice companies in the country, Miami-based Vitas. He says people move to Florida to enjoy the final years of their life. Many also end up choosing Florida as a place to die.
What drives a person to make the choice that they make is intensely personal to them. So it may be having access to that important support system. It may be being with their grandchildren or their children or their great-grandchildren. It may be being able to see the sunrise in Florida, as much as they can while they're going through this illness.
I wanted to know why Yudavilla chose Florida. I called her neighbors in Bradenton. Some said she was quiet and kept to herself, but most didn't remember her at all. The Bureau of Unclaimed Property uses a database of addresses to track down next of kin. I went onto that database. I found two names that seemed like they could be Yudavilla's children. I spent weeks making calls. I got disconnected lines, wrong numbers, and then one afternoon, this.
Hello?
Hi, I was wondering if Allison was in?
This is Allison.
Hey, Allison. My name is Kenny Malone. I'm a reporter in South Florida with the NPR member station.
Okay.
And I have a sort of strange inquiry. Is your maiden name by chance Rutherford?
Yes.
Is your mother Yudavilla Rutherford?
That's my grandmother.
Allison Martin now lives in Virginia. She seemed wary of my call at first. but she became interested when I told her I'd come across her grandmother's things.
Out of curiosity, what did she have that was interesting?
Yeah, what really kind of got me was there were a series of salt and pepper shakers. And I was like, you know, what kind of a person puts salt and pepper shakers in a safety deposit box?
Right. Someone who's losing their mind, maybe? No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, right? And when I actually got there and I got to see the stuff, there was this little teeny oval with a picture in the middle of, I assume, her with your grandfather. And it was somewhere cold. There was snow on the ground. It was, I mean, it was the most quintessential picture of sort of a wartime embrace. Any of that ring a bell?
No. She's from Maine. She moved to Florida. She, I think, summered there and then eventually moved there when she retired.
So really all you know is that she lived in Maine and moved down here
Maine,
at some point.
Yeah, just, I don't really remember her. My parents are divorced. It's my father's mother. So that's about it. I don't really remember much about her.
Allison said that I really needed to talk with her brother in Maine, but she didn't have his number. They're not in touch. Then she told me to talk to her dad in California, but her dad wasn't in California. When I tracked him down, he was actually in Yuma, Arizona.
Hello?
Hi, is this Gary?
Yeah.
I have sort of a strange question for you. I explained it all, the auction, the search, Lot 180. At the mention of every single one of his mother's mementos, Gary responded the same way.
Not a clue.
I asked him one final question. I guess just what does it mean to you to know that there was this lot of things that were really of no monetary value, but only sentimental value, and that your family didn't get a chance to look at them again?
Well, in this particular instance, my mother lived to well into her 90s, but she had Alzheimer's. And my father passed away in the 70s, and it's down to basically myself as the only child. My children.
Allison did mention that there was a sister. You have a sister, Barbara?
Yes.
And she still is alive and down here?
Yes, but she is of a similar condition that my mother was in, so it would be little meaning to her, I believe.
That day at the auction, Lot 180 went to bidder number 605, Linda Bennett. She's a jewelry seller from South Carolina. She didn't want Udavilla Rutherford's memorabilia. She shipped the whole lot to her friend, a pen collector. Udavilla Rutherford's memories were the wrapping paper for 10 pen sets. Lot 180, worthless to the auction buyer, of little meaning to her family, had consumed 2 months of my life. It emerged just long enough for me to piece together one last fleeting image of Udavilla Rutherford. She was a widow from Maine. Her family is sprawled across the country, in Florida, in Virginia, in Arizona. She spent her final days in the warmth, her mind slowly fading, just like that old picture of a man and a woman in the snow. For Under the Sun and WLRN Miami Herald News, I'm Kenny Malone.
You can see photos of Lot 180, including those cow-shaped salt shakers, on our website, WLRNUnderTheSun.org. I'm Dan Gretsch.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman. We're the producers of Under the Sun, and we'd love to hear your stories of South Florida. So drop us a line at WLRNUnderTheSun.org.